Governor Andrew Cuomo, as you know, has been taking a lot of heat lately. He's currently embroiled in two scandals and even has some state Republicans calling for his impeachment. And now he's got college students pretty upset with him as well. It looks like Cuomo's budget will increase tuition at SUNY and CUNY schools.
Right now, we need a tuition freeze, but we can even go more than that. We can decrease tuition. With billions and billions of dollars coming from the federal government, why is there language that says we should increase tuition at SUNY and CUNY? We're here today representing almost 2 million students, and right now we give Governor Cuomo a big fat F.
Bradley Hershenson is the president of the SUNY Student Assembly. Cuomo also received a failing grade for the state's tuition assistance program and an incomplete for not following through with providing additional mental health and disability services. New York is expected to receive nearly $100 billion from the next federal coronavirus relief bill. Students are hoping some of that money can be used for funding higher education. This is C19 WSHU's daily news update from the Connecticut, New York region. Coming up, another woman has come forward accusing Cuomo of misconduct, a law passed in Connecticut to combat discrimination in the workplace, and we explore the injustices of gerrymandering in the state. I'm Sabrina Garone. A sixth woman has come forward and accused New York Governor Andrew Cuomo of misconduct. The Albany Times Union reports that the woman says Cuomo inappropriately touched her when she was summoned to the executive mansion for a work assignment. Karen DeWitt reports.
Cuomo, on a late afternoon conference call with reporters over an hour after the latest allegations were published, said he had not heard about them.
I'm not aware of any other claim.
And he repeated a denial first made over a week ago, saying he has never inappropriately touched anyone.
As I said last week, this is very simple. I never touched anyone inappropriately. As I said last week, I never made any inappropriate advances. As I said last week, no one ever told me at the time that I made them feel uncomfortable.
The new accusation comes after two former aides accused the governor of sexual harassment and other women said he inappropriately touched them. The state's attorney general, Tish James, has launched an investigation into the charges. It's led by former acting U.S. attorney for the Southern District of New York, June Kim, a former top deputy of former U.S. attorney Preet Bharara, and employment discrimination attorney Ann Clark. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.
Connecticut is now the eighth state to have a law that prohibits discrimination against Black women because of the way they wear their hair. Governor Ned Lamont signed the Crown Act into law at a ceremony in Hartford today. WSHU's Ebong Udama reports.
Lamont says the new law means schools and employers would no longer be allowed to discriminate against someone because they decide to wear natural hairstyles, like braids, locks, banter twists, weaves, and wigs. The issue disproportionately affected Black and brown women.
It's just a reminder that we are allowed to be who we are, and we celebrate who we are. We celebrate our identity. We celebrate our differences. We celebrate how we dress. We celebrate how we speak, and we celebrate our hair.
The state law expands the definition of race to include ethnic traits that are associated with hair. State Representative Robin Porter of New Haven sponsored the bill. She says the law is a celebration of freedom.
Giving Black and brown people, women, men, and children, the room and the opportunity to show up authentically who we are and not be defined by the way we wear our hair.
A Dove study found 80% of Black and brown women reported that they changed their hair from its natural state to fit into the corporate environment. Ebong Udama, WSHU News.
Coming up, prison reform advocates in Connecticut are calling for an end to what they call prison gerrymandering. That story in a bit, but first headlines and a message from C19's supporter.
Support for C19 comes from Hartford Healthcare, More COVID vaccine answers at hartfordhealthcare.org/vaccine or 833-621-0600.
Here's the latest on how to get the COVID-19 vaccine in our region. New Yorkers 60 and over and government and nonprofit workers are eligible for the vaccine starting today. Appointments can be made online using the AMI Eligible app and by phone at 833-697-4829. Connecticut residents 55 and up and those who work in schools or in childcare are eligible for the vaccine. Schedule an appointment online at ct.gov/COVID-vaccine or by phone at 877-918-2224. A Superior Court judge says Connecticut Governor Ned Lamont's COVID-19 emergency orders need the General Assembly's approval, even if they were the right thing to do at the time. Lamont has issued dozens of executive orders tied to the pandemic, like closing bars and restaurants, limiting their capacity, and requiring masks in schools. The case was brought by activists who wanted to overturn the state's mask mandate. The judge called Lamont's orders the rationally right thing done in the legally wrong way. And he said they opened the door for future governors to declare nearly any public issue an emergency so they could govern by executive order. The state Supreme Court needs to decide if any action should be taken. Governor Cuomo has told the MTA to restore service cuts that were made Monday to the Long Island Railroad. This comes after commuter complaints of unsafe overcrowding on the trains and pressure from local, state, and federal elected officials. The new schedule reduced weekday service to approximately 75% of pre-pandemic levels. The LIRR has increased service to 90% of pre-pandemic levels. The restored schedule goes into effect on March 29th. Until then, the railroad will add additional cars to each train. In Connecticut, prison inmates are counted in the voting district where they are incarcerated, not the place they call home. It's called prison gerrymandering. WSHU's Davis Donovan reports some criminal justice advocates want to change that.
Gary Monk is a veterans advocate and a member of the Connecticut NAACP. He lives in New Haven, but he has a family member in prison in Enfield, Connecticut.
We were supporting him, putting money on his books, ensuring that he had what he needed, his total welfare, his well-being. But yet, the town that he's in is getting the benefit of him being there. It was a smack in the face.
Monk was a plaintiff on a 2019 lawsuit to end the practice.
The injustices of gerrymandering is enormous. It's robbery in the greatest sense of the word.
That lawsuit was withdrawn last year due to the COVID-19 pandemic. Now the NAACP, the ACLU, and a Yale Law Clinic are backing a bill to overturn the practice through the legislature. Alex Boudreau is a Yale Law intern. He says the practice is doubly unfair to incarcerated people.
They're counted in these prison communities that they have no real contact with. So they don't have meaningful representation, and it harms the communities that they're from because they're not counting towards the political power that those places ought to have.
10 other states, including New York, have overturned the practice, and Secretary of the State Denise Merrill has publicly supported the bill to ban it in Connecticut. But it's been proposed before and didn't pass. Boudreau says it's important to pass it this session before the state begins redistricting, according to the 2020 census, later this year. Davis Donovan, WSHU News.
For the latest news from Long Island and Connecticut, you can listen on the radio or online at WSHU.org. C19 is supported by Hartford Healthcare. Here at WSHU, we think local news is important, and we're glad you think it's important too. Thank you for your continued support, and thank you for sharing our podcast with your friends. I'm Sabrina Garone. We'll talk tomorrow.